This week, we're doing By the Numbers. We're talking about a study done by NovoEd from Training Magazine about online learning in the workplace. Today's number, 80%. Stay tuned.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Online learning is here for the long haul, everybody. I'll be very transparent here. Where I work for local government, and we would always do in-person training classes. Every year or two, we would send a survey out to the employees and say, hey, we're thinking about doing some virtual learning. Hey, we're thinking about doing some e-learning. What are your thoughts? And I kid you not, 85 to 95% of our responses were always, we don't want it. We don't want to sit in front of a computer. There's no way. So we never really researched it. And COVID has forced us, where I work, to go to virtual instructor-led training. And so now that it's happening, it's here for the long haul. So here's what the study says. More than 80% of learning leaders expect most corporate training to remain online even when the pandemic is over. And 88% of leaders believe that the move from traditional in-person learning to digital remote delivery opens up more learning opportunities to even more employees. And we're seeing this where I work. We've got people who work third shift, a lot of police, a lot of fire. And what they'll do is that they work an overnight shift. And then we say, hey, come on down to our training center, to our corporate university, and take a class from 8:30 till noon. They would go, I'd love to, but I just can't. I just worked all night, the 7 to 7 shift. I want to go home. However, if we do a 2-hour virtual class where they can go home, grab a shower, get some breakfast, and log on for 2 hours from 9 to 11, we're seeing a whole new audience. We're seeing a whole new group of learners. We're impacting people where before we couldn't impact or influence. So yes, the number today is 80% of leaders expect a lot of this online training to continue, and 88% believe that even more employees can be affected. And on today, episode 998, we are rocking and rolling towards episode 1000. Thanks for sticking with me. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.